This is Chad Owen interviewing Ralph H. Steverson on Sunday, March the 19th. The subject of this interview will be dealing with the Depression leading up to World War II.
This is Ralph Steverson. I'm 73 years old, born in Alexander City, Tallapoosa County, September 17, 1921. I was the oldest of four children of Ralph and Lizzie Steverson. And Ms. Robert Spayberry is a sister lives in Goodwater. Edsel Steverson lives in Tuscaloosa, is my brother. Barbara Riggin lives in Silicon Alabama, is my other sister. And my mother was Lizzie Moore Steverson, and my daddy, Ralph Steverson. Both are buried in the By Cemetery, located about 3 miles north of Alexander City. My first job was working in the grocery store, Worthy and Son Grocery. And my second job was with Russell Manufacturing Company. And I worked there until I joined the Navy.
Okay, Mr. Steverson, I understand that you were approximately about 10 years old when the Great Depression hit in 1929.
Yeah, that's correct. My dad was an insurance salesman. He lost his job. With the family support, he moved back to the farm. My granddaddy and my three uncles. And my sister lived there. Of course, it was quite a change for us children living in Ellic City to move to the farm. My granddaddy was had a two-mule farm, raised cotton and corn, and they really didn't have any money to spend, but he raised all of his food, his milk, butter, hogs, chickens. So
y'all raised everything y'all needed on the farm to live off of.
Right.
Y'all had all the livestock you needed to survive during the Depression.
Right. We had everything we needed to eat except flour and coffee and sugar. Of course, now one of my jobs as I got older was go to the mill, we call it. We take corn, shuck it, and then shell it, and then put it in a sack and take it to a grist mill. And the grist mill grind it into meal, and after every fourth scoop of meal would be the miller's part. That's where he got paid for grinding the meal.
So is this something y'all tried to do to help raise money while working on the farm?
No, that's where we cornbread made out of meal is where we. I mean, I was part of our staple diet of cornbread. And but you was right. To answer the question, you was right. In other words, it was one way we had bread to eat.
So y'all. The main thing y'all really had to spend money on was the flour and the sugar and coffee.
Right.
And were the prices of these items, did they vary a lot from the way they were before the Depression hit? Do you remember?
To kind of give you, I just thought of something to kind of give you an idea of how cheap everything was. With no electricity, and we had our lights with kerosene and lamps.
Hmm.
And my granddad had a little gallon kerosene can that we had to go to the grocery store and fill it with kerosene.
Oh, yeah?
And of course, it's a nickel a can. I remember that for the kerosene.
So that's how y'all...
That's how we had our lights.
Yeah. And was that just the light? Just the lighting was ran off this kerosene?
Right, just the light. And the cooking were done with stove wood. In other words, there was pines, sawed in stove wood length, split,
yeah.
and then put in the stove and burned, and that's yeah. where they...
An old wood burning.
Wood burning stove, yeah. that's where my mother cooked and my aunt. That
sounds pretty good, yeah. living back, eating all that livestock.
It was good eating. Oh, we were way below the poverty line, because we didn't know it.
No, we're eating good.
We were eating good. Love and the family, just as happy as we could be.
Yeah. So y'all are all very... Would you say that y'all are content with all the people living in the farmhouse?
Our children, I know, were content. Of course, my mother was unhappy because she had to put a lot of extra work on her.
Yeah. How many exactly were living in this one house?
Let's see. My grandfather, three, is four... In this five and us four, nine.
So nine people living
nine
in this farm.
This
and how big was this farmhouse? How many bedrooms?
It was three bedrooms.
Wow.
Because every bedroom had two beds in it.
Yeah. And I'm sure they stuck all the children in one room. Yeah. Wow. That's.
I remember my granddaddy. Three uncles and my brother and myself all slept in one room.
Did I understand that was it your grandmother or somebody that there were not any nursing homes back in this time?
Right.
Did you include her in with the nine?
No. Before we moved back to the country, my grandmother who was a widow. My granddaddy was dead.
Okay.
Had three daughters that lived in Atlantic City. And she spent her time equally among the three daughters, living with each one. So
she would just come and stay with y'all periodically?
Right. She was born, and she was 12 years old when the Civil War ended. And her daddy owned slaves. And they used to come by her bedroom early in the morning, the slaves did, going to work in the field. And they were singing a little ditty. Now I'm going to sing it for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. The frog went swimming down the lake, reached on my brother Medicamo. He got caught by a big black snake, reached on my brother Medicamo. Camo Nero, Delta Mero, string strong upon little light. I'm a rhythm, but a medicamo. And she said that's what the slaves used to say. That's the way she learned that song. Of course, she had a lot more about the frog going court and all that.
I remember that one. What is that song? What exactly is it? Does it mean?
I don't know.
Just one that you remember.
You know what I think it meant? Probably would mean if somebody would really research it. It's probably the slaves where they came over from Africa. That was probably some of the dialect that come from Africa. That's what I believe about a person.
That would be nothing wrong with that assumption because I don't know anything about the African tribal language, but that sounds about as African as
it happened to be. Something like that. But she taught it to me. And
Is this the grandmother that came and stayed with you periodically?
She came and stayed with me.
And she taught you these old slave songs?
Right. Well, that's the only one I know.
Where was she originally from?
Around Atlantic City. And she was a Meadows and married a Moore. And she is buried in the Fish Pond Cemetery out from that. It's one of the oldest churches in that part of the country. And her daddy was Gilbert Meadows, and his daddy was a Meadows. It's an old sepulcher down there, built up off of the ground.
Right.
And it's still down there.
Fish pond?
No, this is out. A fellow's on the farm. In other words, he owned the farm he owned when he died. They buried him right on the farm. And he's still.
Wow. So, out of all these people going back to living in the farmhouse, okay, the big picture here is the Depression hit and money was so tight, everybody had to come together to right. live in your grandfather's farmhouse. Well, out of the nine that were living there, about how many had jobs or that were employed?
No, nobody. We all made a, depending on the farm for the living. But this was the worst part of the Depression, you know.
Right.
It was really affecting the whole United States. And a little later on, you know, Russell Mills kind of picked up, and the dad went to work for Russell Mills.
Right. Well, so y'all, the money that y'all had to buy the bare necessities, was this money y'all raised by selling farm animals, or?
Well, now, I reckon that's one reason my dad moved in with his dad. You know, my dad didn't have any money. You know, he was living from paycheck to paycheck every week. And then when he lost his job, it's not, he didn't have any money to buy anything, really.
Yeah.
And he moved there, and granddaddy fed us, and I reckon he bought us clothes for the first year.
Yeah. Do you remember about what the wages were back then? I mean, they couldn't have been too high.
No.
A little bit less than $4.25 an hour, I'm sure.
Boy, it was 50 cents a day, I read my granddaddy.
50 cents a day.
50 cents a day. And they feed you dinner.
Oh, really? So, I heard you mention the Russell Mill. Was this the cotton mill that you said you worked at?
Right. When I was 17, 18, I had an uncle that worked there. And I asked him to help me get a job there. And he did. And they hired me. And of course, I was done 17, 18, I don't know exactly how old. But I worked there until I joined the Navy. But people, most of the people that worked in the cotton mills there then lived on what they call the mill beds.
Right.
Houses owned by Russell Manufacturing Company.
Right.
And, which they didn't charge them very much rent, you know, per month.
Right.
Because they didn't make it. But there was a lot of good people come out of that mill village.
Yeah. I imagine these mill villages, with it being, I suppose we're talking about the latter 1930s.
Right.
There were the mill villages, I guess, the houses were a little bit nicer in these villages as compared to the older, what we call shotgun houses.
Right. They were, some of them were real nice, big, but I had to, a big family, I had to have a big house.
Right.
And say the boss in the mill, he got a special house, larger house.
Are you talking about the owner or the boss?
No, the boss is under the owner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they had bigger houses in the villages?
Right, in the village.
Okay.
And executives, I reckon, in the mill, they had a
bigger house than
bigger
the bosses.
Bigger houses, yeah.
And Benjamin Russell, he was the owner.
He
correct?
Was the owner, and he had a mansion there. But he was the backbone of the village, and he still is.
So he provided the money to put up these villages.
Right. Well, he built a house. He was a shrewd businessman. He started, give you a little background on him, according to a book I read one time. Went to Atlanta and made a lawyer. Put out his shingle and didn't have a customer, didn't have a client for a year. So he come back to the city and heard about a little knit mill for sale up in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he formed a corporation, got people to put money in it, and went and bought it and hauled it down to the city and put it up.
He hauled, what was it exactly that he brought from?
A knitting mill, you know, make cloth.
Right.
Knit cloth out of.
A knitting mill?
Yeah, a knitting machine.
Oh, just a big machine
yeah.
He hauled down to,
right.
to Alexander City.
Yeah, sure.
And it all started with that one machine?
I started that one machine. And of course, he went into weaving. That was knitting, you know. Yeah. That's something like that shirt you got on.
Yeah.
And then they had a weave department too when I worked there.
Mm.
And now they cover the whole city.